Lee had a yellow scarf around his neck and a pair of 2 peso dark glasses. He took off the scarf and glasses and dropped them on the bar. "A hard day at the studio," he said in affected theatrical accents. He ordered a rum coke. "You know, it looks like we might bring in an oil well. They're drilling now over in Quadrangle 4, and from that rig, you could almost spit over into Tex-Mex, where I got my 100-acre cotton farm."
"I always wanted to be an oil man," Hyman said.
Lee looked him over and shook his head. "I'm afraid not. You see, isn't everybody can qualify. You must have the calling. First, you must look like an oil man. There are no young oil men. An oil man should be about 50. His skin is cracked and wrinkled like mud that is dried in the sun, and especially the back of his neck is wrinkled, and the wrinkles are generally full of dust from looking over blocks and quadrangles. He wears gabardine slacks and a white short-sleeved sport shirt. His shoes are covered with fine dust, and a faint haze of dust follows him everywhere like a personal dust storm. So you got the calling and the proper appearance. You go around taking up leases. You get 5 or 6 people lined up to lease you their land for drilling. You go to the bank and talk to the president. Now, Clem Ferris, as fine a man as there is in this valley, and smart, too, he's in this thing up to his balls. And old man Scranton and Fred Crockley and Roy Spigot and Ted Bain, all of them good old boys. Now, let me show you a few facts. I could sit here and gas all morning, taking up your time, but I know you're a man accustomed to dealing facts and figures, and that's exactly what I'm here to show you." He goes out to his car, always a coupe or a roadster, never saw an oil man with a sedan, and reaches in back of the seat and gets out his maps, a huge bundle of maps, big as carpets. He spreads them out on the bank president's desk, and great clouds of dust spring up from the maps and fill the bank. "You see this quadrangle here? That's Tex-Mex. Now there's a fault. Runs right along here through Jed Marvin's place. I saw old Jed, too, the other day when I was out there. Good old boy. There isn't a finer man in this valley than Jed Marvin. Well, now, Saccone drilled right over here." He spreads out more maps. He pulls over another desk and anchors the maps down with cuspidors. "Well, they brought in a dry hole, and this map..." He unrolls another one. "Now, if you'll kindly sit on the other end so it don't roll up on us, I'll show you exactly why it was a dry hole and why they never should have drilled there in the first place. 'Cause you can see just where this fault runs smack between Jed's artesian well and the Tex-Mex line over in Quadrangle 4. Now, that block was surveyed last time in 1922. I guess you know the old boy done the job. Earl Hoot was his name, and a good old boy, too. He had his home up in Nacogdoches, but his son-in-law owned a place down here, the old Brooks place up north of Tex-Mex, just across the line from..." By this time, the president is punchy with boredom, and the dust is getting down in his lungs. Oil men are constitutionally immune to the effects of dust. So he says, "Well, if it's good enough for those boys, I guess it's good enough for me. I'll go along." So the oil man goes back and pulls the same routine on his prospects. Then he gets a geologist come down from Dallas or somewhere who talks some gibberish about faults and seepage and intrusions and shale and sand and selects some place more or less at random to start drilling. Now the driller. He has to be a real rip-snorting character. They look for him in Boys Town, the horror district in border towns, and they find him in a room full of empty bottles with 3 horrors. So they bust a bottle over his head and drag him out and sober him up. And he looks at the drilling site and spits and says, "Well, it's your hole." "Now, if the well turns out dry," the oil man says, "well, that's the way it goes. Some holes got lubrication, and some as dry as a whore's cunt on a Sunday morning. There was one oil man, Dry Hole Dutton, they called him. All right, Allerton, no cracks about Vaseline. Brought in 20 dry holes before he got cured. That means get rich in the salty lingo of the oil fraternity."